Don Strand, Assistant City Administrator.
Bill Yost, City Administrator.
Don Strand and Bill Yost have just got back to the office from burning trash in the new city incinerator. The old incinerator building burned down recently, and the two are ironing out mechanical issues with the new unit. This is one of the many responsibilities the two take on as the administrators of Igigik, a small town in Bristol Bay mostly populated by seasonal workers of the fishery.
You gotta wear a lot of hats. It's just part of the job.
That's Strand. He's in the process of transferring the job to Yost as he plans to retire next month.
It's been a good run. Just getting point in my life where it's time for somebody else to do this.
After more than a decade of public service in Igigik, Strand says the emphasis during his tenure has been building up the city's infrastructure. He has built four new houses and a couple of storage units in addition to several other developments.
We've put in a second 10,000-gallon gas tank. We've put in two additional water wells. We've put in a second incinerator unit. We've put in landfill fencing, electric fence around the landfill, around the incinerator unit, LED streetlights.
The city also owns and operates the airport and provides Igigik with power. All of these projects are funded mostly by the city's 3% tax on the fishing industry, which Strand has reserved funds from to balance next year's budget in advance. He says the variability of the fish tax requires him to prepare for a lack of funding.
If we were relying on that money for the year and all of a sudden fishing had a bad year, it would not be a pleasant scenario. There'd have to be some real quick emergency decisions kind of made, and having the money ahead of time just gives us time to absorb that and make decisions not on a knee-jerk basis.
Bill Yost and his family of four are settling in Igigik after moving from Texas by way of Arkansas, West Virginia, and the Upper Peninsula of Michigan. The Yost family has traveled the country searching for an environment to agree with the oldest daughter's rare condition. 18-year-old Sarah Yost has electromagnetic hypersensitivity and feels ill in areas of highly concentrated wireless internet. Bill Yost says the only way for Sarah to not experience symptoms is to live in a remote area like Igigik.
Even medically, they'll tell you there's no pill or there's nothing that you can do to get over the condition other than simple avoidance. There's some supplements that you can take that they say they give marginal effect to improvement, but you simply avoid the signals that are making you sick.
Yost has worked as a city manager before, as well as a missionary, and has kept the financial records for a few nonprofit organizations. He also has his own business, making and selling ceramic water filters. Yost says he's learned a lot in his time working with Don Strand.
Don showed me a lot of things, and he does wear a lot of hats. I'm just trying to take in as much as he wants to show me, and then we had a smooth transition from his post to mine.
Yost takes over the job as Igigik City Manager next month when Strand retires. Strand says he plans to move to King Salmon at the end of his tenure. I'm Nick Shalino, KDLG News.